Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the impact of exchange programs and how to apply for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. But first, the two major U.S. political parties are expressing concern ahead of November's election about election integrity, meaning the process of registration, casting, counting, and certifying of votes, as well as adequately addressing any serious issues that arise. More from VOA's Chief National Correspondent Steve Heman on Capitol Hill.
Democrats accuse Republicans of limiting access to polling stations and plotting to hamper the certification of the results. Republicans suspect Democratic Party operatives of tampering with absentee ballots, manipulating voting machines, and keeping ineligible voters on the rolls. The Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump, is facing criminal charges over his attempts to overturn his 2020 election loss.
I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election.
The Democratic Party's nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, accuses Trump of undermining confidence in elections while she pledges to uphold fundamental American principles.
From the rule of law to free and fair elections, to the peaceful transfer of power.
Federal agencies have been conducting tabletop exercises mindful of January 6, 2021, when Trump supporters, unhappy with the president's defeat, stormed the U.S. Capitol. Has the preparation strengthened election integrity? That is the hope of stakeholders such as the 104-year-old League of Women Voters, whose chief executive officer is Selena Stewart.
But I guess it's a wait and see. We'll have to see what happens, what the outcome of the election is, how people feel about it, what protests, and whether that protest crosses the line into violence. And my hope is that it doesn't.
So far this year, the system has held up well, according to the chairman of the Federal Election Assistance Commission, Ben Hovland.
We've had a lot of primaries already, both the presidential primaries this year, but state primaries. And so election officials have had a lot of practice already this season, and I think we're in good shape going into November.
Election officials in Champaign County struggled to get results out last night.
In Champaign County in the state of Illinois, the local Republican Party in 2020 tried to have a judge compel the county clerk, Aaron Ammons, to stop counting mailed-in ballots.
And he dismissed that claim, and I was able to count the ballots. But they definitely tried it, just like they were trying in other places across the country.
Threats, intimidation, and lawsuits have prompted many election officials and volunteers nationwide to quit, according to Ammons.
It does a disservice, and it really is disheartening to the people who do this work if we're not getting the support that we obviously need for being on the front lines of democracy.
It is important to invite candidates, party officials, and the public to watch the system in operation, according to the director of elections in St. Louis County, Missouri, Eric Fay.
Opening mail ballots, tabulating ballots, testing voting equipment, manually recounting, you know, auditing after the election, all of these things are publicly observable.
Senate Republican leadership wants to pass legislation that would require people registering to vote provide proof of citizenship. Most Democrats here on Capitol Hill argue the law already makes it illegal for non-citizens to vote in federal elections, and there's no evidence to support claims that illegal immigrants in significant numbers are voting. Steve Herman, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.
VOA's Ivan Zininga caught up with a young Zimbabwean based in the U.S., Farai Machina, who founded Farai Machina Events at the 2024 Christian Fellowship International, an annual gathering of Zimbabwean Christians from different denominations, which took place this weekend in Virginia here in the U.S.
So I grew up in a home where my mother did weddings and she did decorations, so it just came as an inherited skill set that I happen to be very good at. So I actually just adopted it as an entrepreneur option. So I do run it as a business under Foraima China Events. And I do weddings, corporate events, social events, and most of my work is centered around events-based transformation and creating spectacular event experiences for my clients.
Do you find enough time to work on this project?
I actually do, and it's a matter of prioritizing. So, jack of all trades, I wouldn't put myself in that bracket per se. I'm a strong believer, spiritually, in Ecclesiastes 11 verse 2 that talks about having multiple streams of income, and I cannot tell you how that was emphasized during COVID, and I was so grateful that I did have that option. So it's a matter of time management, it's a matter of prioritizing, and it's a matter of knowing the turns of your project. And what I mean by that is, when you have a project that is a short term means you have to turn around business really fast. Mm-hmm. You tend to prioritize that more than a business that is slower turns. So I have a mix of projects that allow me to work at different paces such that I don't feel overwhelmed or overworked. So I'm not working on every single project every single day. I have scheduled touch points in which I address all of my businesses.
That's quite interesting. Now, we are in a very interesting economy. The yes. USA economy is very interesting in so many different ways. Yes. How does it affect your business?
I can tell you that with inflation, if we can call it that, right, among many other various economical situations, should we call them, I would say people are spending less money on tertiary needs, which are luxuries, and they're conserving that money to spend more on needs. But one thing people are not stopping to do is getting married. People are still getting married. That is not slowing down at all. So I would say my business is pretty secure because I've been doing events every week this whole summer, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for the trust. And sometimes it's a matter of being very innovative and creative around how you serve your clients when they're in financial difficulties, and how you creatively upstage your services so that they find value in them, and then you sustain your business that way.
And how are you connecting with your clients, new clients especially, if we wanted to refer people to you, if you wanted to get more people seeing you and knowing what you're doing and where you're doing it, where do they find you?
The best place to find me is on Instagram. That's where I meet most of my clients. It's like followed by Facebook and of course good old Google. If you Google Foraima China, Foraima China Events, I'm right there. You can see my client reviews. But most of my clients come up from Instagram, and the Instagram handle is Foraima Mac Events, F-A-R-A-I-M-A-C-H Events.
That was Foraima China speaking to Studio 7 in Virginia. Primo Zuwa, drummer and member of the praise and worship team that led the religious event at the conference, had this to say.
Conference, Christian Fellowship International Interdi Conference. I'm here as a drummer.
You play drums?
I play drums.
How long have you been playing drums?
Since 2003.
That's a long time ago. And which other artists have you played with, have you played for?
Mechanic Manyuruke, Petanka Snawako, Ngusema Shawabe, Caroline Jogoro, Matthias Mary, just to mention a few.
Hmm. And how is the journey so far in the U.S. in the music industry?
Yeah, it's going well. You know, if you are new to another country, it's different from where you have been. So you take it step by step until you get there.
Mm-hmm. If we want to follow you, if we want to chase after your music and what you're doing in the future, where will we find you?
So as for now, we are preparing a band called Four Fusion. So we'll be working on something soon, and I know soon we are going to see something we are going to release.
That was Primo Zuwa speaking to Studio 7's Ivan Zininga in Virginia here in the U.S. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on Facebook, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic today on Live Talk, we are discussing the impact of the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders, the brainchild of former U.S. President Barack Obama. To discuss this issue, we have on the show Mandela Washington Fellows, Mr. Freedom Kanga and Ms. Samantha Spanda. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Mkanga, we'll start with you. Tell us about your work as an entrepreneur and with the African Meteorological Society, among other projects.
Thank you very much. Thank you and to our listeners. So my name is Freedom Mkanga. I'm based in Harare, Zimbabwe. I'm a social entrepreneur. So I pretty much run three organizations. I'll briefly highlight what each organization is about and what I'm involved in. So the first organization is Feed by Scientific. We are into meteorological, that is weather instruments. Our job and our goal there is to promote weather observation. Starting from grassroots, we want our learners to grow up knowing about weather and climate change, the practicals of it. So we supply weather equipment in schools. Then secondly, I'm involved in a poultry farming project under Madame Farm, where we do commercial broiler production. And through that organization, we employ a number of women in our area to assist with our work, and they've been involved a lot in training them or capacitating them to be independent, poultry producers, start their own poultry project for profit and to fend for their families as part of food security initiatives. And thirdly and lastly, I'm involved in Voice of Innovator, which is an organization aimed at training marginalized youth, incapacitating them around areas of entrepreneurship. We do this collaboration with the University of Iowa Institute of Entrepreneurship, which is the Jacobson Institute at the University of Iowa. So briefly, these are the three projects that I'm involved in.
Thank you, Mr. Mkanga. Vamkanga zvinhu izvi zvakawanda kaizvi. Munozvigona sei? Vamwewo vangada kufunza kuti zvinoitika sei zvinhu zvakadai kuti munhu anenge aine zvimo zvekumhanyisa kuti sevechidiki unenge uchine muriwo ine vana vechivadiki nemabasa aya obva auyawo akawanda kudaro. Munomagona sei? Munozowanawo nguva nemhuri here?
Zvechokwadi, mabasa aya akawanda and anotora nguva yakareba kuti zvese zviitike zvibudirire nekusimuka kusvikira pazvave. Handingade kunyepa zvinokubvisa pane yatingati nguva yekutamba kana kuwana kutandara neveruzhinji. kuchingosvika basa kuti uwandudze mabhizimisi ese ayo asi chikuru chinoita kuti azobudirira kushandidzana nevamwe ushamwari hwatinawo mukange muchitarisa mabhizimisi ese andataura ari matatu hapana rimwe chete randati ndini ndega ndinozviita chokwadi ndini ndinenge ndakatanga ndine njere dzacho asi kuti zvizobudirira zviende mberi dzinenge dzichishandaidzana nevamwe vechidiki vari muno muzimbabwe vechidiki vari kunze kwenyika nevamwewo maorganization dzakasiyana siyana kuti zviite nguva nemhuri inototiiwanike mukushanda imomo tinenge tichitotiise inenge nguva unoti ukasvikaupamba ukamba nemhuri kana vana vachinge varara utanga basa rako.
Tinotenda vamukanga. We see that you were part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Did this program have any impact at all when it comes to the work that you are doing right now?
Yes, yes, indeed. Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young Hunter, for young people in Africa, really helped me, in terms of scaling. When I went there, yes, I had a general idea of what business is, but it really nurtured my business and leadership skills, and also opened my mind to different ways and models of, for example, fundraising for your business, scaling your business, and team projects. From ideation to implementation to scaling. It really allowed me again in terms of networks. Like for all the businesses that I'm involved in one way or the other, there's either a Mandela Washington fellow involved in it, or there's someone I met through the program who's contributing one way or the other to the project. So the network which really created for me, I can say the reason why I am where I am today. It couldn't be just my efforts, but also the doors and the opportunities and the networks opened up for me in particular through the fellowship.
Thank you so much, Freedom. Earlier on, we had introduced Samantha Spanda. Unfortunately, we had lost her, but I understand she's back. Welcome to the program, Ms. Spanda.
Thank you so much, Tavoka. Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone.
Thank you. We've seen your work being highlighted on different platforms, Samantha. What impact did the Mandela Washington Fellowship have on your work?
Thank you so much. The Mandela Washington Fellowship introduced me to a huge network of people, both in Zimbabwe and also outside of Zimbabwe. So we are also organizing within the country to say, if you're an alumni of a program that was done maybe in the US or maybe funded by IWEX, you can connect with people from even across the programs. So I can also connect with people outside Zimbabwe. I have seen my work going beyond the borders of Zimbabwe because I was linked to somebody whom I met on the fellowship. I have done a lot of work with fellows and also just people who have done other programs. It had a huge impact on my work because I got exposed to what other people are doing, other cultures, in another way of doing things. You know, when you don't have the exposure, sometimes you can be rigid in what you are doing, but I got a lot of exposure and I got to try out more things and being taught by others. It was a good learning experience and a good networking experience.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Samantha. Vamkanga, tukonati izvezvi Mandela Washington Fellowship yakavhura for ma applications. Vamwe vechidiki vakawanda vanogona kunge vamwe vari hesitant kuti vange vachiisawo ma applications avo. Ndezvipi zvamunga vaudzawo uyezve ndevapi vanogona kukwanawo pa mkana wakadai vamunga kurudzira kuti vange vachi apply kuti vapindewo pa fellowship yakadai.
Pakanaka vechidiki vazhinji vari munomunyika kana kuti vari muAfrica ndovakurudzira kuti vawanewo vachi apply pachirongwa ichi, nekuti chirongwa chinoumbiridza njere dzemunhu, sekutaura kwaita umwe wangu abva kutaura kuti bhizinesi rake raakutoendawo kune dzimwe nyika nenyaya chirongwa ichi. Saka zvinovhura madhoo kana mumagonhi akati wandei kana uchinge wapinda muchirongwa chakadaiwo. So uchingoenda kuna kumhiri kuamerica kunoita fellowship iyeyi, uchasanganawo nevamwe chidiki wakawanda vemuno muafrica, vamwe vemuno muzimbabwe waisaziva, nevamwewo vekuamerica vakawanda vanokwanisa batsiridza kuti pane zvauri kuita izvozvozvo zviwandudzike. Kana chiri chidiki chauri kuita chingaitese kuti chikure, kana wange uchibata vanhu vairi vatatu nebhizinesi rako kana neidea yako, apa toita sei kuti ubate vakawanda? Zvinovhura njere, zvinovhura mukana, uyezve zvinobatsiridza chero naava vachasara kumba, kwautadzoka uchawana kuti unenge wane muono wakasiyana unoburikidzwa neyatingatiyo exposure. Unenge wavaexposed zvawaiziva zvese zviya zvavandurudzwa, zvawedzeredzwa, wakuona nemumwe mufungiro. Saka chirongwa chakanaka fani, vanhu ngavasawanikwe vachiverengera mazuva acho naakusvika kana kuzeza kuti ina ndingapindi apa. Chirongwa chekuti kana une makore 18 kusvika pa35 une chaunoita munharaunda yako wakakodzera kuaplaya kuti upinde. Saka wese ane chaanoita ndinomukurudzira kuti aaplaye. Uyezve kune zvirongwa zvakawanda zviri kuitika anana X zviri kubatsiridza vanhu kuti vanoaplaya sei, uyezve vamwe vakaendawo ikokoko ukavabata, ukaenda pa masaisa ukavabata vanokwanisa kukubatsirawo kuti ungazvipisi kuti uende.
Tinotenda vamukanga. Samantha, sevanenge kuti avanenyi vangalahlekelwa lithuba leli ngenxa yokungabi lolwazi, siyananzelela ukuthi mhlaka-10 kuzakuba kuvalwa ke ukubhalisa kuhlelo lolu. Yikuyini ongakutshela khona abatsha ubafundisa nje ukuthi kuyini okufanele bakunanzelele nxa bebhalisa kuhlelo lolu, nokuthi abangabhalisa ngabantu abayenza izinto ezifana laziphi kumbe ngabantu abanjani?
Ngiyabonga Thabuka. Sinasizele abanye bethu bakadale kususabela khatshana, so mina ngifuna ukukhomba ukuthi ayi asingazwabelenini khatshana kayo. IMandela Washington Fellowship ithanda ukuyibonga ngenxa yokuthi ivulekile kuyo yonke umuntu, weza uphuma emaphandleni, uphuma emadolobheni, kumbe une-disability, ukhubazekile kumbe awukhubazekanga, wonke umuntu nje uyi-Christian, uyi-Muslim, wonke umuntu ukhululekile ukuba ebe yifelo yeMandela Washington Fellowship. So iminyaka eqalisayo kufellowship i-25 years kufiyafika ku-35, and then ngoyithena 36 after i-closing date ye-fellowship yikho lapho ongakwanisa khona uku-apply. But omunye umuntu ole-25 years kusehla uyakwanisa ukubana engene. I remember kunomunye owakwahambele 21 years. So ziningi izinto ama-adjustments angayenzakala, njalo kumele ube esithi ngesilungu proven track record of leadership. So kumele kukhanye into awuyenza ezelide. Enye into engafuna ukuyigcizelelayo ukuthi i-fellowship leyo i-competitive. Ama-applications amaningi a-receivable from across the world. Ngapha bayedinga abantu abayi-700. Nxa kuyiZimbabwe sidinga abantu abayi-42 ukuthi behambe ku-fellowship leyo. So abantu, you must work hard on our applications. Ngenxa yokuthi siyabe sifuna ukuthi kune-competition ephezulu. Do what you must do ukuthi i-application yakho ibe ihlukenele abanye abantu. Uthiyane nabo AI laba kumbe ukukopa from me. Angikwazi abantu bajayele ukukopa ngathi. So that you can have ama-higher chances. Into nje engathanda ukuthi ngiyigcizelele ukuthi singayesaleli khatshana. You see ukuthi uma singahamba kubo-Facebook namanye ama-social media channels or forums, siyakwanisa ukuhlangana nama-fellows achiyetshiyeneyo. Iyakwanisa ukuthi i-fellow eyahambayo ikuncedise, ungayesabi ukucela ukuncediswa. AbaseHarare futhi kusasa i-embassy kuyabe kuvulekile ukuthi abantu behambe beyezama be-apply bekhona ngale. So there's a lot that has been done. All you need to do asikhangeleni ama-social media wethu sixhumane lezinto ezenzakalayo for the fellowship. Ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Samantha. Vamkhanga, just a few tips amungasirawo vamwe vechidiki vangada kuti vange vachinyoresa just in a minute.
Tinotenda. Tinoti wese ari mune zvemabhizinesi, wese ari mune zvefizic engagement, ari kuita zvimwewo zvinhu zvinooneka munharaunda yake, ngaashingirire aapply. Mukuapplya mako ratidza kuti unechido chekuenda kunodzidza nekudzidzisawo vamwe. Ratidza kuti unechido chekuzodzoka kuZimbabwe uchizoimplimenta izvo zvaunenge wadzidza paunenge waenda. Ratidza kuti unoda kunetweka nevanhu vakasiyana siyana. Haungoti ndinotamba nemutema chete. Ziva kuti vanhu vari munyika vakawanda vanobhidza zvakasiyana. Urirana nevose ndiwo kuti usimuke.
Tinotenda vamukanga. Masipanda, amazwi ongachiyela abanye abacha.
Ngiyabonga. Ngifuna ukugcizelela njalo ukuthi for the first time in Zimbabwe sisizaba le leadership check public management. Laba ngabantu abasebenzela uhulumende kumbe those who are aspiring to work for government. So kuqakathekile. So it's every person kukhanya sekuvulekile ukuthi i-apply. Ucela uncedo, checker, revisor i-application and singayesaleli khatshana bakithi. It's a life changing experience. Ama-grants ahlangana nabantu abaningi. It's very good for your exposure and lizathola ukuthi ekwenzeni yethu imisebenzi yethu liyabe lile-exposure. Kulama-field visits akhona, lihamba kwamanye ama-institutions lisiyabona ukuthi bona bakwenza njani. It's very good for your career. So far mina ngathi i-fellowship leyo by far the best engake ngayithola so far. Kwanike exposure kakhulu, so singayifabeli khatshana. Ngiyabonga.
Ye, Masipanda, ngamafitshane khonapho, umuntu ofuna ukuthi a-apply uyahamba ngaphi? Engathola ngaphi ukuthi uqalisa njani ukuapply?
Angizwa.
Ngithi umuntu ofuna ukuthi a-apply uyahamba ngaphi? Engathola ngaphi ukuthi uqalise ukuapply?
Okay, so uyadinga ku-Google laphana type ukuthi Mandela Washington Fellowship. Izavele iphume khonaphana i-website ye-Mandela Washington Fellowship. Ayihluphi vele ukuthola, uvule i-email address yakho uhle uqalise i-application. Ngokwamahhara, enye into edeke ngikhohliwe ukuthi ngiyamahhara, awubhadali lutho, it's just your airtime and then uhlale khonapho uqedise nje i-application yakho.
Yayi, siyabonga kakhulu Masipanda. Sithathe leli thuba ukuthi sibonge uFreedom Khanga kane lo Samantha Sibanda abayinelisa ukuthi abangene kuhlelo lwethu namhlanje. Isikhathi yiso esibalekile. Nguvando yathiza, that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.